Of the Hungerthon has always been live music. The Absolutely. Generosity of the performing community in these matters has always impressed me. And I think that this year, for our fifth anniversary, we've got the best talent lineup that we've ever had, culminating, of course, tonight with our broadcast and concert by Crosby, Stills, and Nash from the General Assembly Hall of the United Nations. And I'm going to prove to you that we've got the best lineup ever by our first guest this morning. I've long been an admirer of this gentleman. He's got a great new album out on Virgin Records called Transverse City. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, Warren Zevon!
Thompson gunner. Oh, and the headless Thompson gunner. Oh, and the headless Thompson gunner. is Thompson Gunner. I'm talking about the man holding the headless Thompson Gunner.
Somewhere, somebody asked me if this song's about a real person. Realer than a lot of people.
Hurry on home. Boom, boom, Mancini's fire.
Bobby took home. Hurry home early, hurry on home. Boom, boom, Mancini's fighting Bobby took home. They asked him who was responsible for the death of Dooku Kim. He said someone should have stopped the fight and told me it was him. They made hypocrite judgments after the fact, but the name of the game is be hit and hit back. So hurry home early, hurry on home. Boom, boom, Mancini's fighting Bobby Chacon. Hurry home early, hurry on home. Boom, boom, Mancini's fighting Bobby Chacon.
Zevon at 92.3 K-Rock. I want all you Warren Zevon fans to call in your pledge right now to 1-800-426-7027. Warren, I saw you a couple of nights ago on the David Letterman program. I half expected David to be here with you today.
Well, I couldn't make it. He wanted to be here.
Is he volunteering to go out on the road with you? Is that it?
Well, yeah, but he said he was going to be an opening act, and he wanted to be a co-headliner, and before I know it, I'll be opening for him.
Yeah, you can't allow these...
You've got to draw a line, and you got to draw it early.
Warren, the latest album intrigues me for one primary reason. Transverse City is the closest to a concept album that you've done in your career. Is that fair to say?
I suppose so.
What inspired it? Why? Why'd you do it?
I don't know. I found myself looking around at the way we lived and the way I thought we'd be living in the year 2000.
Well, we're getting closer.
It scared me half to death.
With every tick of the clock, and there are problems to face along the way of getting there, and you can help out with some of those problems by giving us a call sometime during this 24 hours at 1-800-426-7027. Would you like to hear another one from Warren? Once again, ladies and gentlemen, at 92.3 K-Rock, Warren Zevon.
Georgia O'Keeffe. I wanna live on the Upper East Side and never go down in the street. Splendid isolation, I don't need no one. Splendid isolation. Michael Jackson in Disneyland, don't have to share it with nobody else. Lock the gates, Goofy, take my hand and lead me through the world of self. Splendid isolation, I don't need no one. Splendid isolation. Don't want to take up with nobody new. Don't want nobody coming back. putting tin foil up on the windows. I'm lying down in the dark to dream. I don't wanna see their faces. I don't wanna hear them scream. Splendid isolation. I don't need no one. Splendid isolation. Splendid isolation. I don't need no one. Splendid isolation.
K-Rock. Warren Zevon, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is pretty ironic. We just mentioned Warren's appearance on the David Letterman program a couple of nights ago, and how David was volunteering to go out on the road. We couldn't get David here this morning, but we did the next...
I'm really sorry, man.
We did the next best thing. Everybody say hello to Paul Schaefer. Thanks a lot.
What a nutty, nutty hour of the morning for so many people to be out in the middle of the lobby of the UN.
Isn't it right? Weird? Isn't yeah. it weird? What brings you here this early in the day?
Well, two things. One, Warren Zevon did that song, Splendid Isolation, on the Letterman show just the other day.
Right.
And he invited me to come out, in no way believing that I was going to get up this early. But when someone who I like to refer to as the Mojo Maker... Are you familiar with...
Paul's talking about the rock and roll madam who will be with us, of course, before this day is through at 92.3 K-Rock.
She called and said, babe, you know, get up. And I said, let's go catch Warren. So the two things were an irresistible combination. And it's nice to be here.
Paul, you know, I often think in terms of people whose jobs I envy, because I have a feeling that there are a lot of people who probably envy my job, and I'm grateful to have it. But when I look at the possible array of things to do in this world, I think you've got the best damn job description of them all. How did you do it?
Well, there was a thing in the 60s called payola. I don't know. I served my time, you know, on Broadway. I served my sentence in Saturday Night Live.
But it's more than that. It's more than the Letterman show. You have become the house band for rock and roll.
Why, thank you so much.
You know what I mean by
that's
that?
That's interesting. I never thought I'd end up as a house band for rock and roll, but I feel that, you know, if there is a rock and roll heaven, you know they got to have a band, and so, you know, maybe I'll be covered in some sort of afterlife. What's happening? It's getting exciting here.
Yeah, really. What we want people to do, as you know, is call in pledges today that will go to help the U.S. Committee for UNICEF,
yes,
in whose home we are here at the United Nations. And also World Hunger Year, the organization which was founded by my friend Bill Ayers and the late Harry Chapin. And they can do that by calling that phone number over there, Paul. Can you see it? Yeah,
1-800-426-7027.
Does this make you feel a little like Jerry and Doc and Ed? And
well, the phones are slow, I understand. So, you know, pick up a phone.
I remember after one of those telethons a couple of years ago, one of the lines so struck you that you repeated it...
Verbatim, probably, yeah.
You don't off the top of your head remember what Jerry
Well, said I remember what Julie LaRosa said, if we have time, you know.
Sure, yeah.
After Frank Sinatra reunited Dean and Jerry for the first time, and then by 1976, he says, you know, I was thinking, I was watching the three men on that camera, and a phrase came into my mind that somewhere someone in my background once said that he had all the elements so mixed in him that nature could stand up and say, this truly was a man. And of each of these three men, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, it could be said. And he just then kind of disintegrated into applause.
Can I write that down?
Would you please? I'll dictate it to you later.
We'll use that a little later on.
All right. Well, this truly is an event, if I may paraphrase Julie.
Listen, there is... As you know, I didn't even know Paul was coming this morning, so you know that this is off the top of my head to you and to Warren. Is there something that you guys can do together for us today, or is that...
Warren would kill me if he knew it was going to result in that.
What are the possibilities of this?
You've done all your songs, haven't you?
One of the people, it seems to me that...
Let's give them a little incentive to see if we can pull this off.
People, Warren, the people have spoken.
All right.
And it's the UN.
That's right. Hey, when we say command performance, we mean command performance. While Paul and Warren are getting ready, I'm going to remind you again that the number to call is 1-800-426-7027. This is going to be another one of those once-in-a-lifetime jobs, so get to your phones. I'll remind you again that this beautifully designed Peter Max T-shirt will be yours for a $50 pledge. A $50 pledge to 1-800-426-7027. There's also another one of the ways you can help us is by visiting sometime today an Everything Yogurt store. We'd like to thank our good friends Patricia and Steve Beninati from Everything Yogurt for providing the delicious food for all our staff and volunteers at the Hungerthon. And we invite you to visit one of their stores near you today because they will contribute 10% of all sales to Hungerthon 89. That's Everything Yogurt stores where good health is everything.
Let's give you a total, an 11:30 total. We give the total about every half hour, and we have now $12,085. So we went up $1,000 just in about 15 minutes.
Thanks to Warren Zevon.
Phones going. Thanks to Warren Zevon. 1-800-426-7027. 1-800-426-7027. If you send us $50 or more, we will send you this wonderful Peter Max T-shirt. All right, lots of goodies throughout the day.
Let me ask a question.
Certainly, Paul.
It's Paul Schaefer speaking here. Warren and I are just conferring between ourselves. What's the tote? You know, can we have a temp? Timpany roll? What is the tote up
here? Here you go,
now?
Paul.
No, we got it right here.
I can't understand. Okay.
$12,085 so far.
So far?
Yeah.
We are thinking, you know, we might have something we could put together, but we should hold out for some serious bread.
A little hold up here.
Don't you think? While we're playing, this is what they usually say. Jerry usually says, while we're playing, don't listen. Don't listen to this number. Go to the phones. That's right, Warren.
All right. 1-800-426-7027. You heard it from the man himself. All the people have spoken. Ladies and gentlemen, one time only here at the United Nations, Paul Schaefer and Warren Zevon. Let's hear it.
Don't listen to this number. Go to the phone.
What?
Okay, are you going to count it?
With a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Books. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Where
all around your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again.
At 92.3 K-Rock, thank you, Paul Schaefer. Thank you, Warren Zevon. Thanks, Warren. 1-800-426-7...